Well, here we go. It's Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 in Western Licking County. We're at 9:04. Looks like a hot day is coming our way. Sunshine up near 90, near record-setting pace. A little storm activity coming in for tomorrow. Full forecast details are on the way, as always. Right now, a great pleasure to welcome in an esteemed guest, a man who has been here many, many times. What are you pointing at her for? I'm talking about you, Doug.
Nummy.
You're passing the buck already.
That's right.
Douglas Stout is here. I see Olivia Chapman, who is head of marketing at the Licking County Libraries. Good to see you both.
Good to be here.
Why, are you ready for the heat, by the way? Because, see, Olivia, I see you got to pull up. I got like a little sweater thing happening.
Yeah.
Because when I come to work, it's usually chilly
yes.
in the morning. So I'm always prepared. You look like maybe you run a little bit cold, too.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So when
especially
you
with the AC.
What do you think? With 90, though, will you shed a layer or
oh,
two?
Oh, yeah.
This guy here, you never let him see you sweat. Always good.
I hate it. I hate this weather. I hate it.
Well, you live in the wrong state, brother, because, I mean, it was like 50, like what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, what is it, Tuesday or Wednesday? It's my weather again.
Okay.
60, I'm good.
So you're like
yeah.
that kind of that mall weather?
Yes, yeah.
I got you.
Mall weather.
Well, you know, that's why people go walk in the mall, right? It's always what, a calm 72.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, Doug, I got to tell you, I know I'm in for a good show anytime you come by.
Okay.
Because you're well-researched, you got great stories and all, that's kind of your deal. Just tell me your history, because you've been doing this for more than a minute.
My history's not fancy. I mean,
well, everybody's
I mean, their,
got
their history's
everybody's
more...
got it. I want to hear your story before I hear their story. Just give me
yeah,
a little
how far
thumbnail.
Back am I going?
How you far know, back like, do you want to go?
Well, I was born in New York.
When you started with the library.
Started with the library in 1989.
Okay.
So worked my way from...
Of course, the marketing person from the library says, well, there's a good point.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
start when you started at the library.
That's why she's here. Keep me on track.
I'm trying to get you off track. I want to have some fun.
Don't go up.
Right. Right. So 89.
So anyway, yeah. So, you know, I've been at the library since 1989, mm-hmm. Done various jobs there. From cleaning the Johns to, you know, researching the Veterans
yeah.
Project,
yeah.
you know. So we started this project about 2014, and that's been the most fun I've had, to tell you the honest truth.
I can't imagine. I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, what you do, to my eye, is real research. I mean, people will throw the term research out, like, I researched this. It means they Googled it and read
right.
the first hit.
Yeah.
You go so much beyond that for these stories that you tell.
You have to,
yeah.
because if you Google it, the nice thing is if you Google it now, you come up to the library's website because it hits our Veterans Project.
Cool.
But these stories, you know, there's some things Google doesn't have, and a lot of local history they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of local history they do have, they're pulling from so many different sources that are wrong. So it's nice to be able to have the library have a history website and the veteran website so people can find that
okay.
accurate
history. So you say people go online and find something that's wrong.
Sure.
How do you know when you found something that's wrong? Is it just hard roadblock or it doesn't jive with the other stuff you see? How do you determine what's right and what's wrong?
I try to go back to most original sources I can find.
Okay.
So if I'm researching something that somebody just put in the paper or somebody just put on Facebook, then I try to go back and find just backtrack it. You know, if I can get to an original newspaper in the 1800s, you know, I'm good. Because so many times, you know, something gets started, somebody says something in 1925, they said it, and it just, that's where everybody goes and they go, well, that's my original source. And it's like, no, your original source has got to be back farther.
Yeah.
You know, so, and there's sometimes you can't. I mean, sometimes you're just stuck, I mean, with whatever there is, you know, right now.
I believe you've also talked to family members too, right? That help you to sometimes
with the veterans,
correct.
Yeah, with yeah. the Veterans Project, yeah. You know, a lot of family members, you know, and then we start getting into their military records. You know, you start finding their...
Right.
discharge and stuff. But the interesting thing about that even is like the discharges you'd think would have everything on them. You know, guys in World War II, he comes home, you'd think it'd have everything listed. You know, it's got his campaigns, when he went in, when he came out. But what it doesn't list is, it doesn't list if they were POW. Nowhere on, I mean, a guy could have spent 4 years in a POW camp and nowhere on his discharges mention that.
Hmm.
So, I mean, sometimes you find that, then, you know, nobody knows it, and then you start going back to the papers, which is nice, a lot of them are online, and then it says, oh, so-and-so's reported capture, and then you get on Ancestry, and then you can find, you know, what prison camp they were in and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's those details that, you know, because a lot of times they didn't talk about it. You know, they weren't going to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so somebody comes in, it's family, you know, they're passed away, and somebody comes in and goes, I really don't know anything about dad or grandpa or great-grandpa's service in the war, you know. And fortunately, you know, we can go back, I mean, Revolutionary War with pension records, if they filed for a pension, and find out, and then they had to write in their own words or have somebody write for them where they were, what they did, who they served with.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got that history, you know. So if we go back in Licking County, if we just had a time machine to travel here, we could talk to somebody that was been at every, I don't even want to say every major battle or event. You know, the surrender of Cornwallis, somebody moved here, a couple guys moved here afterwards that were at the surrender, mm-hmm. not physically, but they were there that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we could talk to them and say, what was it like to be there? You know, and to me, that's just in Licking County. I mean, that just blows me away. Yeah. You know, there's only two. I haven't found anybody yet that was at the Little Bighorn with the 7th Cavalry. But I'm pretty sure that probably somebody was there. I just haven't found them yet.
Okay.
Or the Alamo. Those are the only two. If you start throwing out battles or events, I can almost find a Licking Countyan that had some part in that.
Yeah, and that's amazing. And that's, I mean, again, that's why we're having Doug on, because he got some really cool stories. Olivia, I'm curious, Ancestry, he mentioned. Ancestry mm-hmm. is one of the tools that you use at Licking County Libraries. Is that just for guys like Doug, or is that for anybody?
Yeah, there is some Ancestry tools on our research and databases page on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a program as well coming up that I think is about that.
Cool. So I mean, that's the thing when you talk about ease of information, you know, the local library, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a godsend for people because they have those records. You have access, even if you don't have them in house,
right.
You have access and ways to get to them that mere mortals don't have.
Free. You can come in the library and use Ancestry for free.
Yeah.
You can't do that at home. Mm-mm. I mean, you got to pay their subscription rates. And the nice thing about the library version of it is it's it's the World Explorer, which is costs you more if you try to subscribe at home. So if you're looking for, you know, somebody's telling you great-grandpa came over, you know, from Italy, you can come in and see, before you subscribe to Ancestry and want to follow the whole thing, you can come in and see those records, you know, if Ancestry has them. So, I mean, it's, if you want to build your whole family tree, you know, it's harder. But if you're looking for those threads, you know, you can come in for free and use that. There's another one called Fold 3, which is it's an offshoot of Ancestry. It's a military record site. So it has records that Ancestry doesn't have. So you can use that too. Again, that's a pay site if you want to use it at home, but you can come in your library and use it for free.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's
so
wonderful.
We got a big event coming up. Then, you know, Memorial Day is when a lot of people kind of start to think about days gone by and really pay homage to people that have gone before. So what do you got going on?
Well, Thursday at 6:30 at the downtown library, we're going to have a conversation, you know, a program about we lost 1,116 men and one woman that died while they were in service from the War of 1812 to present. So, you know, I've tried to go through and find, I've got more stories than I've got time. So that's the only thing. It's like, oh, I want to talk about them, but and it's going to be at least an hour. Gotcha. So just get ready. But we're going to talk about, you know, and remember them. You know, a lot of times Memorial Day, we always say, well, we remember in a very general way. You know, let's remember some faces, let's remember some names.
Yeah.
And their stories.
And so when you talk about that, you know, you say it's at least an hour.
Yeah.
And we know you can maybe go on a little bit, which little is bit. Fine. So if people come to the presentation, is it going to be multimedia? Is it just you talking? Are there pictures? Are there, you know, remember what, to, you know, well, walk me through
it. We're going to have photos of the ones we have photos of. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, once we get back, you know, War of 1812, we don't have photos. Civil War, we've got a lot of photos of the ones we're going to talk about, and from there up, just a lot of photos in a PowerPoint. We're going to use, there's a couple recordings that I think I'm going to use.
Cool.
Of voices that we have that family members have given us, so that you can, you know, just hear a little bit. You know, it's just something to hear their voices.
That gets you right there.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, that really makes it come alive.
Yeah. So, Olivia, tell me, why has the library been such a big supporter of this kind of effort, like digging up history and doing those things specific to Licking County?
Yeah, well, like you mentioned before, it is research, and that's what the library does, and we want to make our history accessible to people, and it just helps you really connect to your community more. And as Doug mentioned, Licking County didn't really have that database or collection of these veterans. And so he's been really instrumental in collecting that.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things too, when you start tying history together, that brings in all ages. I mean, there are kids that get excited about that. Teachers get excited about that. Parents who are trying to, you know, bridge that gap between grandma and grandchild,
yes,
and those kind of things. It all ties together.
Yeah, it really does.
It's cool. It's very cool. So we got more on the event coming right up. A quick break and back with more. We're talking with Doug Stout, historian. That's such a great ring to it. I mean, just make you seem so distinguished. Yeah. I mean, we know the real you, but it does kind of have...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It has a lot more of a ring than ex-barber.
You're right. So we'll leave that part out. We'll just edit that. No one will ever hear that. And Olivia Chapman in the marketing department at the Licking County Libraries. We're back with more Talk of the Town right here on Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. Back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 in Newark Heath, going in depth on a big program for Memorial Day. Thanks to support from the Licking County Libraries, Doug Stout is here, Olivia Chapman is here, and you know, when you talk about stories and really drawing people in, Doug, it's not just the facts, it's kind of how you present the facts. You were talking a little bit just a minute ago about how you're going to have some audio, some pictures, and those kinds of things. That makes, I mean, that kind of sensory experience really brings, because people receive things and do, you know, learn things different ways.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the pictures to me. It's the having those photos of, so you can look, see them in their faces, you know, and, you know, some of the stories, you know, you get to where, you know, like in the Civil War, you know, you had families lose 3 or 4 men. Brothers, sons, and to have them lined up there and to show, you know, this is the cost, mm-hmm, here. Mary Pierce was the director of the library. I think she had 40 years and retired in 1961. She was working at the library when she was in high school, and that was when it was in the old Soldiers and Sailors Memorial, which was the old auditorium theater down on the square, if you remember that.
Okay.
Her brother was in World War One, Gray Swingle, and he was killed. His parents ran Munson Music Store in the arcade. The military went to the store, and the only thing there was Mom. So they sent for Mary, because they knew she was at the library, to come to help break the news. So then later, you know, Mary moves on. She moves to Texas. She gets married to a World War One vet. They have a child, Richard Pierce. Her husband dies of a heart attack, very young age, and they've moved back to New York. She's working at the library. Richard's over in England serving World War II. Then he's killed in an auto accident. I mean, it's so just to put, you know, this one family, you know, through two wars has what they lost. you know, and like that it's Mary Pierce of the library. You know, she's devoted 40 years of her life to the library.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know anything about this.
Well, and two, what's fascinating to me on a lot of levels is like that's just like a generation removed from me. Mm-hmm. And how many stories are there like that where you're so close, right. You don't really know those stories, though?
Right, exactly. I mean, we forgot. That's the thing, we forget.
Yeah.
And that's the whole purpose of this, is to make sure we don't forget that these aren't just nameless people. You know, you get to Vietnam, and, you know, we forgot that one very quickly. I mean, Gray Swingle, for, I don't know, up till 1942, from like 1919, 1942, they had a local essay contest. If you talk to some older people, they're like, hey, I participated in the Gray Swingle essay contest. And you got a badge if you won it. And so his name was remembered at one time. He was awarded a Distinguished Service Cross.
Yeah.
It was given to Newark High School. But then it just got dropped.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that all happened during Vietnam, if, you know, when that kind of everything fell apart,
mm-hmm.
if that's when people started like trying to compartmentalize who we lost and everything. But fortunately now, you know, since those days, mm-hmm. people's interests are back to remember that these were families.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, you know, culture changes. I mean, you know, people look on war differently depending on what they were through. You know, World War One, more patriotic. World War Two, more patriotic. Vietnam War, really not.
Right.
So you can kind of understand that. And what a great time now to be doing what you're doing to kind of bring those memories back.
And those poor Korean War veterans are just forgotten. Mm-hmm. I mean, we go from World War II to Vietnam, and, you know, that, you know, it was, what, 2 years, but we did lose 20-some men in that conflict or war.
People think about MASH and think it was all fun. I mean, you know, hard work, but all funny and all that kind of stuff. It was anything but.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Olivia, you've got the collective, and I'm not sure everybody that, you know, maybe even have been to the library knows what that about. But it's really cool right now because you have all these stories kind of out for people to see, pictures, silhouettes, and all of it.
Yeah. So the collective is this exhibit space at our downtown Newark location that we've had for a couple years. And this is actually the second time that we're showing these veterans in the collective. So we did update the banners because you added, do you know how many more you added
about
in the
20
last year?
Because we did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was about 20 more names we found.
So, yeah. So we updated the banners and added more people. And so we have their faces, a little headshot if we have that, and if not, it's a silhouette. But all of their names are there to be able to be there and remembered. And then you also have some memorabilia in display cases.
Yeah, there's some memorabilia there. There's some photos we have of, in 1930, the government finally paid for the mothers of the men that died in World War One. If they were buried in Europe, they paid for them to go over.
Mm.
And part of the deal was they would give them like an hour at the grave, a photographer, a bouquet of flowers. And so we do have two photos of two of our Gold Star mothers standing at the graves.
Wow.
I mean, it'll just tear you up.
Yeah.
Joe Kochenauer, who died in World War One, there's a photo when they brought him back of his funeral at Cedar Hill that we have with everybody standing behind his casket. Mm. A photo of Randy Yost. His father was killed in Vietnam. He was 3 years old. He's standing at the funeral holding his dad's medals. I mean, he doesn't have a clue. I mean, he knows his dad's dead, but he doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
You know, so those pictures, just to bring it home that, you know, this is a sacrifice.
Yeah, and what's amazing to me, just in looking at old photos, you know, regardless of the overlay of this, how picture-taking has just changed so much over time. I mean, the early photos, nobody's smiling. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's they're in uncomfortable clothes or they don't really know what they're doing, but like it's a very somber thing. And then when you talk about these kind of events, my gosh, you can feel the weight of the moment through the picture. That's why this is so powerful.
Yeah, you know, the Civil War, they couldn't smile or they bloat, you know, they had to hold it for so too long, you know, but just to have those photos and just to see, I don't know, just to see their eyes, just to see and to realize, you know, that's it. I mean, Vietnam, I mean, those guys have been gone for 50, 60 years.
Right.
You know, and there's these young men and young women that lives were, what could it, they have been? I mean, what might they have done?
Mm-hmm.
Who might they have raised?
Right.
I mean, and they just, you know, they laid down their life. I mean, that's drafted, the thing.
And,
enlisted,
and that's
whatever.
The thing, when you go through those stories, I mean, that seems like a natural turn. You are in about documentation. You are about, here's the real story. But I think that's where everybody's brain goes, is like, hey, if this hadn't happened, what might that family picture have been like? What might that young boy who at three is holding up his dad medals, what might his life have been differently if his dad hadn't given the ultimate sacrifice?
You know, or if they'd had children, could they have cured cancer by now?
Yeah.
I mean, we just don't know.
Right.
It's just tragic. I mean, and you know, we just had that. You know, we just lost three Ohio service members of the Air National Guard. You know, so it's, you know, it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it will continue. But it's just, we've got to remember them.
Yeah. So, and not to take away any of the weight of what we just talked about, but when you're doing these kind of stories, like you're getting ready to do a presentation.
Yeah.
Can you do an hour of that kind of heavy, or are there some lighter stories? Are there ones that you're like, hey, I know it's heavy and this is memorials and this is wartime veterans, but here's a bright spot, or is there something that's maybe not quite that heavy?
No.
It's all that heavy.
It's all that heavy. Wow. I mean, there's no way really to alleviate that much. Now, if I had more time, some of them had wrote letters home and they wrote funny things.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times, because, you know, they didn't write home and tell the horrible things of war. Most of them didn't.
Right.
You know, so you had time to, you know, might have time to share one or two of those. And I might be able to get some of that in.
Okay.
These are very unscripted. I just kind of go with what I can remember at the time. I mean, I hate to say it that way.
See, but Olivia, what you need to do is document this for historians in the future. Stream of consciousness talk from Doug and what got hit and what didn't get hit would be fascinating.
I'm putting this program together. I'm like, okay, I want to talk about this one and this one, this one, this one. It's like, how long is this going to be, Doug? It's like, well, I'll have cookies and some water to help sustain you.
So they'll be settled.
Yes.
Well, you know, and given the temperatures, I'm glad it's not today outside.
That's right.
You know.
Doug doesn't do things outside. That's why Doug doesn't play in a lot of outside events. They are too much.
Right on. So it's being housed at the downtown Licking County Library. So Olivia, walk me through, from people that, do they need to sign up? Is it just a show up? What?
No, this one is not registration, so they can just show up.
Okay. And so, I mean, when I come in, is there anywhere I need to go specifically? Check in with anybody? Just
be in meeting
room A. We'll just have a little sign,
walk in,
point in, and
go to the right.
You guys are so super casual. It's just, it's awesome. Hey, meeting room A, it's over there.
Yeah, it's part of that open to all. We make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
And being accessible.
For folks that, you know, maybe want to come down and see this and then maybe get intrigued, you know, as the marketing person with the library, what would you encourage them to be their next step? How would you use the library to maybe further some of those stories?
So if they come into the program or the collective, well, we have check it outs, and we encourage everyone to check that and see upcoming programs. But also we have our website that points to our veterans database that has all of their stories.
Gotcha. So that's super. I mean, that's a click away. Anybody can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. So Doug, walk me through again, when and where?
6:30 this Thursday at the downtown location of the Licking County Library. That's how old I am.
That's fine.
On West Main Street. 101 West Main Street.
Everybody knows, you know, you've got some history doing this thing. And you're gonna talk for, you say it.
It'll be an hour.
At least an hour.
Yeah.
It won't be less than an hour?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm going to try. But like I say, it's just too many good stories and too many that I just think I can't touch part of them.
Yeah. And so just as a final, when you run across another great story, does it change how you deliver? Like, I mean, I feel like there would be some similarity through all the stories.
Yes. There is.
So, like, when you hear a great story, does that one move to the top? Is that, like, the end of the presentation? Is that first?
Well, I'm going chronologically.
Oh, okay.
So, no, it won't. move to the top. I mean, of course, more recent things always come to my top.
Okay.
For instance, do we have time?
Absolutely.
There was a World War One vet from named Philip Dougherty from Newark, and he died in France, was killed in action. He's buried at Arlington. But I didn't realize, because I didn't go far enough, that he was enrolled at a college in Pennsylvania called St. Vincent's. It was a Catholic school, until I got a phone call from their archivist about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And he said, I'm wondering if you can tell me anything about Philip Dougherty. He said, years ago I ran across him in our yearbook of 1919, where they'd written a memorial to him and put his photo. And so I gave him what I knew, and then I started looking more. He gave me what he knew. You know, he was a journalism major. He was going to come back. His father, his mother, it was a tragic thing. His mother and father died when they were young. He was raised by his uncles. But his father was a lawyer here in Newark, and he was going to go to law school with Ohio State University and then went in the service instead.
Mm.
But this man said in the yearbook, it never said whether they found his body or anything. It made it sound like he was missing in action.
Okay.
So he said, I always wondered, did they find him? I said, yeah, they found him.
I'll be darned.
You know, so we could close that for him, and he could send us, he had a good photo of him. So he could That's send great. Us a good photo, so I didn't just have this grainy advocate photo. And it's like, so... I mean, that's the full circle things that I just love to get, you know, one we've reached outside the county.
Well, and really, and kind of that's what it's about. It's about closure. Mm-hmm. It's about connecting dots back to a story. And when you can get that done, relief for you as a researcher, relief for family, relief for people that are interested to know more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. One at a time.
See, just, and he did that story like in 90 seconds. Yeah. There's hope.
Yes.
Good stuff for sure. Well, I encourage everybody to come out Thursday. It's downtown Licking County Libraries, 6:30. More with Doug. Good stuff, Olivia. Great to see you as well. Yes. Talk of the Town will roll on Wednesday. We're going to go delicious on you. We're talking about the Velvet Ice Cream Festival, which is coming up this weekend. So we'll have that and more coming up Wednesday right here on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County.